Hospitals in southern Illinois have been operating near capacity for several weeks due to the latest surge of COVID-19. To help relieve some of the strain, the VA hospital in Danville has begun providing care to a limited number of non-veteran patients. It's a coordinated effort involving the state of Illinois, FEMA, and the VA, which is authorized to serve non-veterans as part of its fourth mission to respond to national emergencies. To learn more, Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with Dr. Stacy Williams, the acting medical center director of the VA Illiana Healthcare System in Danville.
Can you walk me through some of the specifics of how the VA Illiana Healthcare System decided to open up care to up to 20 non-veteran patients at the VA hospital in Danville, and these would be patients who are not COVID positive? How was that decision made?
You bet. So when we're looking at meeting the fourth mission and providing assistance from an emergency basis to non-veterans, we really have to make sure that we still maintain our primary focus and mission, which is veteran care. So the when the decision was made, we obviously worked with our the Department of Veterans Affairs, worked with the state of Illinois and the like, and came up with a number of beds that we could basically provide safe quality care to individuals who were not veterans as well. So that leads to the decision in terms of how many beds would be available, physical capacity, as well as making sure that we have the appropriate staff and resources available to provide that care.
So the limit on 20 non-veteran patients, that was a capacity you could handle without hampering the quality or availability of care to patients who are veterans?
Correct.
And is this something you had considered doing previously, like in prior COVID surges? I saw an announcement from the Department of Veterans Affairs in April of 2020 that the VA had determined to make 1,500 beds available for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, a combination of acute care and intensive care beds for non-veteran patients, and that these would be available at various VA locations around the country. Is this decision to open up beds for non-veterans part of that same initiative?
It's very similar to that prior call. So VA, in addition to the pandemic response, VA has responded in other emergencies when called upon by either states or by FEMA. And so last year, our regional network of hospitals, which includes hospitals in Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and here in Illinois, we did answer that fourth mission call last year during the pandemic as well. But this was a separate fourth mission call this year. So what this does is this allows other facilities to offload or transfer some of their less acute cases to our medical center so that they can provide that higher level of care necessary for some of the more impacted COVID-positive patients.
That's Dr. Stacy Williams, Acting Medical Center Director of the VA Illiana Healthcare System, which is based in Danville. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman.